Protesters disrupted a county commission meeting in Miami today. They were angry about a new policy adopted after President Trump threatened to cut off federal funds to so-called sanctuary cities. In reaction to the president's order, Miami-Dade County has made it easier for federal authorities to catch people in the country illegally. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
No metropolitan area in the U.S. has a higher percentage of immigrants than Greater Miami. That's one reason why the reaction was so immediate when Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez announced the new county policy last month. He instructed county corrections officials to begin holding inmates who had federal immigration detention orders. On WPLG-TV's This Week in South Florida Sunday, Jimenez defended his decision.
When President Trump put out his order, said, you know, I think this gentleman is serious. And by the way, we have $350 million in federal funding that we receive every year.
Jimenez changed the county policy the day after Trump signed an executive order threatening to cut off federal funds to sanctuary cities. Jimenez described the decision as one of dollars and cents. But in this immigrant-rich community, many see it differently. At Miami-Dade's County Commission meeting today, Chairman Esteban Bovo asked protesters to hold their comments for a special meeting later this month.
Let's not encourage it.
He ejected several speakers who mentioned the word immigrant. Some, like Gabby Garcia Vera, would not be deterred.
I will not sit in fear of this commission to say the word immigrant because I know that our communities are under attack and immigrants form a crucial
part. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your participation.
Garcia Vera's microphone was cut off and he was escorted out of the meeting. Miami-Dade's policy change ordered by the mayor won't become final until it's ratified by the county commission. This week, advocacy groups and legal scholars sent a letter to the commissioners saying they believed Mayor Jimenez was misreading the law and had, in their words, been duped. Trump's executive order, they say, requires only the sharing of information with federal immigration authorities, not honoring detention requests. At today's meeting, the chairman of the county Democrats, Juan Cuba, called on commissioners to take a stand.
Our communities are living in fear right now, and they need to hear from this commission. They need to hear from you that you're standing up for them.
On Sunday, Mayor Jimenez said in the first several days the policy was in effect, 27 inmates had already been held for immigration authorities. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.